Dear Diary, it finally happened. I de-virginized my 18-year-old stepson. I married his father over a year ago. I do love him dearly. However, when it came to our sex life, his libido began to fade away. And thanks to the increasing number of overseas business trips he had to attend, even when he returns home for a few days, he's keener on relaxing than anything else. I'm in my late 30s. I'm in my sexual prime. While my sex toys helped fill the void, I still yearned for an authentic touch of a man. However, the day my stepson turned 18, I truly discovered how much of a man he grew into. It was purely accidental. I was collecting his clothes for laundry day. I collected a pair of his socks just outside the bathroom. I picked him up, and I noticed the door was open slightly. As I went to close it, I couldn't help but have a quick glance inside. My glance turned into a minute of staring in awe. I knew he played a lot of sports at college, and his physique showed it. As he shampooed his short, dark hair, the soapy water ran over his eyes. He didn't see me as I watched the hot, soapy water run down his chiseled pecs before gliding down his well-developed washboard abdomen. For a good second, I saw his crotch and the outline of something burly and robust. He was definitely blessed in the downstairs department. I could only envision it in its magnificent, fully erect state. I suddenly realized he was washing the last of the shampoo from his hair, and I made an exit quickly by diving into the next room, which turned out to be his bedroom. I tried to regain my composure. I was his stepmother. I noticed the waste paper can next to his bed. He had yet to empty it like he normally would. A small pile of scrunched up tissues was inside it, which was odd. I knew he didn't have a cold. I'm overthinking this, I thought to myself, but I had a feeling about those tissues. I shouldn't have done it, but I couldn't help myself. I picked up the tissue and smelled it. A familiar aroma engulfed my senses. Sperm. Young, fertile sperm. Its smell combined with the mental image of my stepson sent me over the edge. I dashed to my bedroom, where I masturbated feverishly as my nostrils became enveloped with the scent of his young, manly seed. I managed to finish myself before he finished his shower. Thank God, but I wanted more. I knew that I had to have him. I wanted to be his first. I knew he was seeing a girl outside of college. That, however, didn't stop me from wanting him all to myself. I needed a plan to claim him. Luckily, my rich sister was willing to help me. She was going to have an exquisite party at her manor that weekend with a masquerade flavor. And that's how it all started. Honey, I'll be fine. It's just a headache. I know your aunt was looking forward to seeing me, but she'll understand. I'm perfectly content with drinking my hot chocolate while watching a movie. Besides, I took some aspirin, so don't let me spoil your night. I'm sure your girlfriend will keep your mind occupied. Look, I promise if I feel worse, I'll call you, okay? Good. Now get yourself off to that party, sweetie. Be ashamed to have rented out that tuxedo for nothing. I love you, sweetie. Have fun. He just left. You sure it will work? Okay. Keep his girlfriend away from him while I make my move. God, he looks so sexy in his tuxedo. I had to hold myself back. Okay. So I just add the pill to his drink and serve it to him? And you really have no problem with us using your private suite? You have my eternal thanks for this. Oh, I picked something he's never seen me wear before. A black strapless Alexandre Vauthier dress with a matching opera-length satin gloves. Oh, and yes, a pair of black Mason close nylon stockings. Oh, do you remember the Madame X black lingerie we looked at the other week? Yeah, I bought it, and it looks amazing. That combined with the Venom purple lipstick, dark blue eyeshadow, and the long wavy blonde wig to cover up my short brunette hair, and the masquerade mask you loaned me. He'll have no idea till it's too late. Right. 30 minutes. I'll be ready by the time your driver arrives. See you later. Well, hello there. You look lost. Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure she'll find you soon. Do you mind some company until then? Thanks, honey. What's your name? Oh, that's nice. Tell me, how do you know the hostess of the ball? Your aunt? Well, I never. So your folks are here too? Oh, I see. I'm sure his trip overseas was unavoidable, and it's a shame your stepmother is ill, but at least you're here enjoying yourself. Still, looking out for your girlfriend? I'm sure she'll track a handsome young man like yourself down with little to no effort. Are you blushing? Relax, it's just a compliment. How old are you? Oh, you turned 18 recently. Well, happy belated birthday, young man. This is something we should drink to. Oh, but I insist. Just one drink. I'll get them for us. Here you go, honey. A toast to turning 18 and to young love. Knock it back now, darling. My, that's some fine Prosecco. Your aunt sure knows how to treat her guests right. Now, honey, what are you studying at college? Business degree. Well, that's a fine career choice for yourself. I'm sure a smart man like yourself can accomplish. Are you all right, darling? You look a little tipsy. Hello again, sweetie. Hope you slept well. It's pointless struggling. The restraints are strong, and you can shout until your lungs give out. The walls are soundproof. Nobody will find us here. We're in the basement of your aunt's home. This is her special private suite. Your aunt is a huge fan of the 50 Shades of Grey books, and designed this bedroom to fulfill her kinks. Still feeling a little woozy, huh? It'll wear off. I simply spiked your drink with a special pill I acquired for this night, young man. Don't fret, honey. I'm not here to hurt you. I wouldn't dream of doing that. Why am I doing this? Well, you see, I am a woman. A mature woman. And I have urges that need to be satisfied. Since my husband has lost interest in me, I decided to seek what I desire elsewhere. Oh, yes. You can see where this is going, sweetie. Oh, I know you have a girlfriend, but I just don't care. Ever since I saw you, I knew I had to have you for myself. Why, you ask? Let me take off my mask and wig and show you. Yes, sweetie, it's your stepmother. I know. I know I'm sorry for drugging you, but I'm serious when I said I wanted you for myself. Your father hasn't touched me for a long time, and I'm so fucking horny all the while. Don't be like that, honey. I'm doing this for your own good, too. I know you're a virgin, and there's no way your girlfriend will be able to give you a memorable first time that I know I can give you. Don't give me that look. I know you've been craving the touch of a woman also. Those piles of tissue soaked with your spunk. You're just desperate to have your cherry popped, and I'm just the woman to care for your needs. I'll give you what you want, while I take what I need. I can tell by your reaction. You like the lingerie under my dress. You don't. But honey, your cock seems to disagree with you. Mommy doesn't like it when her big boy tells lies. Look at it. So beautiful and strong. It's pulsating so strongly in my hand. So much pre-cum. Your cock is begging for some attention. Oh, sweetie, it's pointless to protest. I know you strongly desire to experience the joys of sex. So let's start with a blowjob.
Okay.
So much pre-cum. I love the taste of a young man's dick. Loving it, honey. Feels better than watching one on those porn sites you regularly visit. The tip is so big. Tell me, darling, do you like it slow and sensual? Watching my lips glide along your hard length. Or sloppy and aggressive, like a porn star who lubes it with her spit before ganging on its firmness. Sorry, got a little carried away. This is your first blowjob after all. Let's tend to those cum-filled balls, baby. You say stop, but your friend here is enjoying every second of my lips. I love how it looks with my dark purple lipstick smeared along its thick shaft. Now I'll show you how it feels to come inside a woman's mouth. God, you're so fucking tasty. Sucking that hard dick of yours has got my pussy soaking wet. Goodness, my panties are drenched. Tell me, honey, have you ever eaten pussy before? The look on your face tells me you haven't. We'll soon see to that. And look at it. It's the real thing. Warm and wet and yearning for you. Don't be shy, honey. It's only fair since I sucked your cock. Come on, sweetie. Either you service my pussy with your tongue, or I'll squeeze these ripe young balls of yours. Yes. See? That isn't so bad, is it? I love the way your tongue glides between my pussy lips. Yeah. Keep it up, baby. Make mommy feel ever so good while I caress this chiseled body. Deeper. Stick that tongue in deeper inside me. Taste the erotic juices of my womanly core. See, that cock of yours is ready for another round. Might as well make this a full 69. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Such a good boy. Oh, don't forget to suck on my clit also. Oh, it's that little bean above my vagina, honey. That's the spot. It's okay, sweetie. You're just doing such a fucking wonderful job of eating my pussy. Oh, fuck. Fucking stop. I'm almost there. Make mommy come, baby. Make mommy, holy fuck. Holy fucking shit. You're fucking incredible. Oh, God. Now, you think this is over? No. When I said I wanted you, I really fucking wanted you. No point begging me to stop now, sweetie. We're past that point now. Condom? Ugh, I'm on the pill, honey. Besides, I want you to feel the full, raw, unrestricted ecstasy of my pussy, devouring your virginity and turning you into a man. Here we go. Oh, God, you're so big. Give me a second, darling. Oh, now the boy becomes a man. A fine, healthy, young man. Oh, sweetie, I know you wanted your first time to be with your girlfriend, but You need to forget her, honey. Your stepmother is the only woman you will ever need. You still protest, sweetie, but deep down, I know you're loving this. Oh, God. You're so deep. Is this just as you imagined, or even better? I have no idea how long I've wanted this. Ever since you turned 18 and I saw you in the shower, I knew I had to have you deep inside of me. That's it. Oh, that's mommy's good boy. Yeah, suck on my breast. Oh, that's wonderful. Suck on mommy's tits. That's it. My hips slowly grinding against yours. Oh, fuck. I can feel you twitching inside of me. Let's kick it up a notch here. Oh, fuck. You hit all of mommy's spots, sweetie. Mommy's gonna fuck your brains out. Yeah. Oh, you feel so fucking good. You ready to come, honey? Oh, God. Don't hold back. Give it all to mommy. Bump your young heart come into your stepmommy's pussy. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, sweetie. I just couldn't help myself. Right now, you must think I'm a monster, but please know this. I do. I do love you and your father. I just can't control my urges. Please understand. I didn't do this as an act of evil. I truly do care about you. What are you? Goodness, honey. What's gotten into you? Oh, sweetie. My big baby boy. You make mommy the happiest woman alive. That young stud fucked me like a man possessed. We went at it for over an hour. The next day, he broke up with his girlfriend. I did feel a little guilty about that, but she's young and attractive, and there's plenty of more fish in the sea. The bond between me and my stepson grew stronger since that night, with many more similar nights happening since then. My stepson returned from college early for the weekend. With his father away on another business trip, we planned to make wild, intense love to each other. My sweet darling boy with a heart full of love. Love for the woman that corrupted her virgin stepson.